All right, we're gonna call this meeting to order. It's February 4th at 6:29. And the first order of business is to review and approve the minutes from our Jan 25th meeting. I will move that we accept that.
I will second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, next order of business is any requests to change the agenda? Seeing none, any public comments? Seeing none.
Where is the public?
Yeah, and then let's hear from the road foreman.
Well, road foreman report would be, I sent you guys the contract for the truck.
Yep.
So then you guys can take it from there. Other than that, winter's like on hold for a week or so, it looks like. I mean, I guess we got a little bit of snow coming Friday night into Saturday, maybe 3-4 inches.
Yeah.
Which is good to deal with. Those are nice ones.
Yeah.
Salt is still a shortage. I called today and cargo, no idea when they're ever going to get any.
Okay.
They do have an alternative. They've been driving to Portsmouth and picking
that
up salt.
But very good.
Picking salt up over there.
Where? In
Portsmouth.
Jesus.
Oh.
It's the only place they can. They try to fulfill their orders, but the problem is it's more money.
Yeah.
Instead of being the $93 that were quoted, it's going to be $120.
Okay.
So my question is, what do you guys, how'd you guys like these roads looking dirt, you know?
I think the roads are in great shape right now. I don't see any pressing need for any changes, frankly. I think
but we want to keep the streets salted, right?
In front of the store, down through here. Yeah, in town for sure. I mean, I think like, past the firehouse is fine as it is.
Oh, right, past the firehouse.
I would even say
I'm talking about from here up to the fire station.
Yeah.
I sanded that. I didn't use any salt until yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if we're economizing.
In South Road, I didn't put any. That is so out of shape.
Yeah.
I was going to recommend South Road. We don't do nothing but sand it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if from firehouse or the North Road intersection to here, if we scaled down the salt and just while we're in a pinch.
When the weather is permitting it, like sunshine, warmer weather, we'll go ahead and, but I got to get some salt. So my thing is, I think 2 loads of salt, and if all we do is salt these little sections, I think
we'll get through.
Really close to making it through the season.
Okay.
That's only salting as needed,
as
in, you know, if it's 10 degrees out, I'm not going to salt
it.
Right.
Only the streets.
I mean, it's 30, it's a 30% cost increase.
Yeah, right.
Well, and it's going to take, he said probably 2 weeks to get it.
Okay.
Because they're so far behind, because they're driving so far to get it.
Yeah.
So what's our current inventory?
I got probably 10 to 15 ton in there.
Okay.
Which it takes me about one bucket to do the streets. So I got probably 4 or 5 buckets in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we do have good pond as needed, when the weather says go ahead and salt, it's going to, you know, freezing rainstorm, something like that, I think would be when we want to salt it. A couple of loads, that would be, you know, they're, I think they average 18 ton, 20 ton.
Okay. So we're looking at 40 tons.
At $120 a ton.
Yeah.
Which is, what, $30 more a ton. So 30 times 20.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more expensive, but I can't get it from anybody else because we don't have a contract through them. I've called.
But we're looking at, like, that's $5,000to get us through.
The ones
I mean, I'm not saying that'll get us through, but it should get us close enough to then the sun will start taking care of it on its own.
Yeah.
And sand. The only thing I really would like to salt is the village.
Yeah.
Because I think it looks, you know, tracking it in the store, you go.
The church steps.
Everybody in the streets, you know, tracking it's crapping.
Yeah. I think that sounds good. And did the sand order come through?
They're trucking it today.
Okay.
They should finish it tomorrow on the 500 yards.
All right.
Which is like $1,300 or $13,000.
Good.
Out of the 18.
Okay.
So But if winter stays on track like we are right now, probably could have got away without it. But when we're getting storms every other day like we were, who's to say we're not going to?
Right? Well, and if we're going to use a little more sand.
Right. Because we're short on salt. Sand instead of salt. So this That's way right. we got it. And so that, other than that, winging, pushing back all the, we slammed everything back.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
The grader cost you a little money in the cold because it gelled up three times on me every single day. Gelled, change the filters.
Yeah.
Just to get it going so I can run it. So you got to, and filter, one filter for that's $223.
Wow.
The main filter that gels up.
Yeah.
So I'm on my second one of those.
That's an oil filter or fuel filter?
Fuel.
Yeah.
Fuel, yeah.
And it's.
You can't treat it? I mean, it does.
Four cans of 911 in it. Wow. And it's still gelled up the next day. I didn't start it till 8, 10 above. Plugged in. It starts. Get it out front, warm it up, and you head down the road. And I know it does it. So I'm watching the fuel pump pressure, and it's dropping, dropping, and then it's head back to the shop and hope hope I make it, change the filter.
Yeah.
But once you let the filter set overnight, they drain back out, and it doesn't, that waxy stuff dissolves.
Yeah.
So I put the old one back on once, used it for a day, put a new one on this time, and I made it yesterday without having to change it, but it was warmer.
Yeah.
But we thought we were getting that other big storm, so it was like, we got to get this done.
Yeah.
We could have waited till warmer weather, but anyhow, other than that, everything else is going as planned.
Cool. And just looking ahead, we got that grant in.
You did get it.
Just, with hours to spare.
You couldn't get anybody to give a price.
This is for guardrail replacement.
Yeah.
Nobody would come and give a price on doing it, so you just had to wing it?
It was the worst communication. There were so many road crews writing in questions to clarify the requirement of three bids, which is impossible to get.
Guardrails are isn't.
But then you get inside the application, and there's a formula. They spit out a price based on your linear footage of guardrail.
Yep.
And you only need to produce a portfolio of bids if you want more than the formula. So for us, it was a difference of $5,000. It was like we based on the, I was using a bid that Steve Hall got for Landgrove, based on the linear footage from this company in Essex Junction.
I think that's
Lafayette. Lafayette, it would have been 45, and the formula spat out 39 and change, and I just thought for that difference, we're just gonna we can't get three bids anyway. Lafayette did 50 bids in the weeks before this deadline, and
because of the grant, everybody was.
But they're the only one that,
right.
And it turns out you don't actually need it. But there was no clarification that you don't have to submit bids as the answers made it sound like you couldn't. So anyway, it was
so between you and Jim,
and we got it done. It's all yep.
I looked for the paperwork on when they did ours, but I don't have it, so it had to be here.
We learned quite a few things just by getting far enough into the application, but
because I do remember the guy come, all he did was measured it out the length, and then he gave his price because it's they do it by the linear foot.
Yeah. So I'll go back to Kevin. I talked to a guy named Kevin at Lafayette. I'll ask him. I'll just send him the photos, the measurements. Jim's maps are awesome. Just say, hey, can you, bid it, put us on your calendar for next summer. We'll see when we get the word.
They did 50 bids, and they're the only company.
Yeah, they're going to be slammed.
It's going to
be 3 years behind.
Yeah.
Well, but
you never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many people actually follow through to do them. And
right. So we'll see. Update when we hear back. But
yeah, so that's about all of it.
Right.
All that I really have.
Thanks for
everything else.
It looks great out there, except South Road, which
just a mess.
It's
that's horrible to drive on. I mean, the dump truck with the plow on the front, and now it wants to catch on the lips. So
Jesus.
You got to go so slow because it wants to bite in, and then all of a sudden it either stops you. or your plow comes jumping up. So it's, and I think sand will probably help because it won't heave and hoe anymore or as much.
Right.
And the sand might fill in some of those divots.
Right.
I almost thought about spreading some out in some of those big ones just so my plow won't catch, and I still might.
Well, we used to do that on Hapgood Pond Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those were in the divots, but this is when you got blacktop that's, and then you got a straight edge here, and it's like, it's an easy way of driving over your plow, but so far so good. But go slow, that's the key to that one.
Yeah, or go around.
Yeah, go around.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Route 11's a nice alternative.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Are we ready to move on?
Think so.
You
good? All right. Awesome.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right. You need me for anything else? Are you guys quick, simple, and out of here?
I think this is, we're going to wrap up in like 3 minutes, I think.
Yes. Yes.
Then I'll just head out. All right. Well, then anything comes up, let me know. And
okay.
You'll take care of the contract and get it back to Craig and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. 10-4.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just old business that you saw that thing from Heidi.
Yep.
Just to clarify the program.
BCRC.
Yeah. And they, we owe them that money. Like it's actually the dues. I think because of how it landed, it was mistaken for being.
Administratively, you mean how it landed?
Yeah. Well, and just timing. And I think they maybe need to clarify that. It is an invoice for agreed upon dues. It's not, it's not like LVRS who makes a formal request for funding.
Right.
It's by agreement. And so that's why I said, we should have it on there.
Yeah.
But I didn't, when I went through the request folder, I didn't see it as the same. I wouldn't have pulled it out.
Totally.
That's not mine to do. But
so I guess the question is, do we need to amend the budget at all?
I think is... So that money has not been among the requests.
Yeah.
The appropriations requests in the last several years. I went through past...
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it's already in there, probably.
Okay.
I don't think we need to.
Okay, cool.
I think it was just it was sort of a stray, where does this thing sit? I think it sits elsewhere. So.
Yeah, in the actual budget, not in the...
Right. Yeah. And what we don't want is the voters to say, we're no longer going to be a member of the regional commission.
Right.
I don't even think that's legal, but we get such great service from them anyway.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. I don't have any other old business.
I don't either.
Any new business?
Just a little one.
Yeah.
I would like to offer an information session.
Yeah.
Leading up to town meeting.
Yep.
I'm happy to staff it. I would do it in here.
Sure.
I think it'd be good to pick a date.
Yep.
So
let's do that.
I was thinking
we've got 1, 2, 3 weeks, so it's
compressed. I think, do we know when the catalog or the town report's coming out?
So typically it needs to be in voters' hands 2 weeks ahead of town meeting. It should be at the post office the 13th.
Okay.
Theoretically?
Yeah. So I would say let's do it in the week of the 23rd to the 27th so people can...
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Digest and...
Read it and then come in with questions.
So not that we're designing our calendar around the school calendar, but that is February break.
The 23rd to the 27th?
Yeah. But that's fine. There's, 6 school kids in this town.
It could be... It could be a Sunday afternoon on March 1st. It could be late morning Saturday the 28th.
Anytime. Or the 21st. Whatever.
It would be good for people to have the program to...
Yeah.
To ask questions about. But I'd be fine with the Saturday the... How about 9 to noon on Saturday the 21st.
3 hours?
Open.
Open house.
Yeah. Huh. Like drop in. I'll just bring some work.
Yeah.
I'll probably create a Zoom link so that if necessary.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I support that. I'll come hang out for an hour or two. But so
let's make it 9:30. 9:30 to noon. 10 to noon. Okay. 10
on the 28th.
I thought you said 21st.
Either like, is fine.
Let's do the 21st. Yeah, I think 20, do it a little early.
21st is fine.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Lent. Lent comes up early this year.
It's funny. My calendar has Ramadan on it and not Lent. Like I don't choose these options.
I mean, but it's Lunar New Year that week.
Yeah, it's, it's a lot.
President's Day.
And we have this planning commission. I was going to say we got another meeting that week, but cool. Well, I'll make a simple little poster announcement, put the link on there, make it 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the town office or via Zoom.
Yeah.
That way, anybody on holiday can
whip
out their iPhone and
dial in from Cancun. Yeah,
that's right. Trucks are too expensive. Thank you. See you at the meeting.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Great. That's the only thing.
Great. I think we can review bills and approve payments.
Okay.
So we will end the recording.
We will end the recording. And adjourn except for our bill payment, right?
Yeah.